So I'm definitely going to mess up this joke, and I'm sure you've heard this joke before, and will correct me the exact nusach of the joke. But it goes something like this, that there's a Jewish guy and his non-Jewish business partner, and the non-Jewish business partner is invited over to the Jewish guy's house, and he sees the mezuzah, and he says, well, what's that thing on your door? And the Jewish guy says, the reason why I have this thing on my door is it shows me that I believe in God, that everything that I get and all our success in business is from, you know, this thing on the door, and then it highlights my love of God and my belief that we're going to have success. Fine. The non-Jew says, interesting, where do you get one of those? And so he says, you get any Judaica store, just go in and, buy it and you can get it. A few weeks later, the non-Jew comes to the Jew, his partner, again, and he gives him a stack of mezuzahs. She says, what happened? So the guy said, the non-Jew says, I went to a Judaica store. I put them up all over my house. So the Jew's like, okay, so what happened? You have good success? He says, no, I just have to keep having guys asking for money, knocking on my door every single day. He says, not a good move. I don't know if it's the exact nusach of the story, but close enough. So the question, which really has nothing to do with the story, but it's a good segue, is taking down a mezuzah. This is probably, I think, one of the local rabbanim in this neighborhood, I forget who, had a list of the 70 most common shilas that a shul rav gets asked. This is definitely probably a top 10 of shilas that at least I've gotten asked. Not that I answer so many shilas, but you know, enough shilas that this is, I can say comfortably, that this is a popular question, that what do you do when you move? Are you allowed to take your mezuzahs? Especially a transient community, it happens, you know, pretty frequently. You have, let's say, 10 mezuzahs in your house or 8 mezuzahs in your house. They're very expensive. Are you, when you move, allowed to take down your mezuzahs and bring them with you to the next house? What do you think, Bunter or Asser?
Well, it's al tanai.
Depends.
Al tanai.
What's al tanai?
If you're selling it to a guy,
yeah.
If you're selling it to a Jew, yes, but you have to replace it with something else.
Let's assume that a Jew is buying. Let's assume it's Jew.
Some sort of a mezuzah.
Okay, so let's assume, let's make it easy, that it's, we're talking about only Jews over here. A Jew, you bought it from a Jew, you're selling it from a Jew, everything is Jew. Let's make it easy.
Are you speaking about the cover also, or just the cloth?
Let's talk about the, you have to leave the mezuzahs, the whole thing.
It depends on
the you have a silver, if you have a silver cover, the cover with a
maybe something that's a family.
So let's assume, leave the mezuzahs up as is. If you want to switch the cover to take your silver thing, so fine. But are you allowed to take down your 20 mezuzahs, which could be a couple hundred dollars? I think when I put up my mezuzah in my house, it was a couple hundred dollars. It was $500-$600.
$50.
With the cover and the cloth and to get it checked and stuff. So,
I have heard back in the day that you had to leave a mezuzah at the front door, but you could take everything else inside.
So let's see if that is true. And is there any way to take everything? Let's see. So we'll read a scary Gemara first. The scary Gemara says, excuse me, so I'm just still a little bit congested. But the Gemara in Bava Metzia says like this. It says, Hamaschir bayis lechavero. You rent a house from your friend. Awasocher, the renter, lasos lo mezuzah. The renter, in other words, the tenant, needs to put up mezuzahs. Always good in the world of Torah. Ukeshehu yotze. When he leaves, in other words, his tenancy is over. Okay. Lo yitwene biyado. Even though he never owned the house, he's not going to take those mezuzahs. Viyotze. If it's from a guy, maybe there's different rules. Fine. Maisa, though, there's a story. Be'echad shenot lebiyado. A guy was renting from another Jew. He put up the mezuzahs, the tenant. And then he took them when he left. Viyotze, he took them. V'kavar ishto shtei banav. And he buried his wife and his two children. It's a pretty scary Gemara. That seems to indicate you're not allowed to take your mezuzahs with you, even if you're just a tenant and you never actually owned the property.
Didn't we learn, you know, a couple weeks ago that if you own property, you have to put mezuzahs on your property, so that's on the owner before the renter.
It's a good question. I'd say for some reason he didn't have it. So the tenant is obligated because he's the one who's living there to put it up. So I'd say whatever the case was.
But the owner's chiyuv was before the renter showed
Possibly. Right. But let's assume he bought it. Well, I guess he bought it.
About the previous renter.
Right. Maybe the previous renter was.
He just built the house and it's the first time.
Yeah, it could be it's the first time where he just started renting. He purchased it and he rented it and purchased a rental agreement. Whatever it is. It's a store or something. Whatever the case is. But yeah, correct. Comes along the Tosus in Shabbos and says, well, 1 second, by tzitzis, we know, says Tosus, you're allowed to move it with strings from one beged to another beged. So why would mezuzah be any different? And hold on to your hat for this one. Two answers of Tosus, which has wild ramifications for halacha. There are four words each. I'll read you the four words. Answer number one, give or take, is Gabi mezuzah, he says, shenedesh shema lohayu bidaito lohanicha bebayis acher. If you take them down from the first house, maybe you won't put them up in the second house. Therefore, don't take them. That implies, though, that what?
That you can't.
And if you do put them up in the second house, then you can take them. Inami, a second answer why mezuzah is more strict than Sitzis, is mezuzah shani. Mezuzah is different. Sh'asuya lahotzo min ha-mezikin. It's protecting the house from dangerous spirits. And therefore, you can't take it down to bring it to the new house because for that few seconds that it's down in house number one, or your house that you're selling, it's going to be dangerous to the house because of mezikin.
Yeah.
According to that second house.
There's a question on that.
But 1 second, but you agreed according to the second answer, even if I'm going to take him down and put him up in my second house, it would be forbidden. So two answers of Tosos has a huge ramification if this scary thing about people's wives and children dying, if you could avoid that by simply putting it up in the second house.
If that's the case, why do you have 30 days to put up in the second house?
So it's not so pashut that you have 30 days. We will give a shir on that, but I'm not so sure that the 30 days is a practical halachic thing or just something that people say is really true. I don't know that that's really so true. I don't know that you have a 30-day window. Sometimes we talk about a renter has 30 days. If he's renting for 30 days, then the chiyuv comes. But if you buy a house and you buy it fully now, I don't know that you have 30 days to put up a mezuzah. I think if I understand correctly, if I remember correctly, you actually have to put it up as soon as possible. So hold that as for a separate chabura. But you're with me, you have two answers of Tosos here, two totally different answers about if you're allowed to take your mezuzahs and simply put them up in house number two, the house that you bought. Okay, how do we paskin? Answer number one in Tosos, which would give you a nice leniency, or answer number two of Tosos, which is absolutely no leniency at all because it's dangerous for the house. New? So I'll give you the good news first. Rav Haigon, Rav Achoigon, the Archas Chaim, the Nebuke Yosef say, you can rely on the first answer of Tosos. Just put him up in your new house and take him down. Gesundheit from the old house, everything is fine. Not a big deal at all. The problem is, those are all great Rishonim and Gaonim. Let's see if they make it to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, not a word about that. It says, Hasoker bayis mechavero, you rent the house from your friend. Hasoker chayav kvoa ba mezuzah. The renter needs to put, the tenant needs to put up the mezuzah and set them up. Fine. And then it says, ukesheyatza, when you leave, lo yitlena biyado. Don't take them. Where's the first answer of Tosos? Does not make it into Shulchan Aruch. Which basically means that halacha l'maisa, it's quite clear. If you are moving from a house and you are taking your mezuzahs with you, you have violated something which is so scary that the Gemara says, Chas v'shalom, a person who gives a case where a person's wife and children died because of such avera. Do anyone want to revote if you're allowed to take your mezuzahs?
Still doesn't say anything about replacing them with a different mezuzah.
Well, if you replace them for them, I don't mind if you replace it for them for that. But I don't want to pay $700 for the person who's coming in. Do?
Also, you know, you're going to have to spend money on new ones for yourself anyway.
Why can't I just take my mezuzahs into my new house and let the guy deal with it? Says Shulchan Aruch, he can't. So do, is there any way out?
Well, what about the...
No. So you're costing me $700 when I move.
Either way, you're spending the money. If you put up replacements, or if you have to buy... No, you wouldn't need to buy it.
I just want to take my old mezuzahs, which I already spent $700 for years ago, and put them up in my new house. I'm buying a house from a guy. There's no new mezuzahs in my new house. Or I'm buying my house in a place where they took the mezuzahs. They're not so makpid al halacha. No? It's a big shaila. It's a $700 shaila. For sure.
Back up a second.
Yeah.
What about the fact that we're not supposed to assign events to a particular avera, let's say?
That's a great question. Why does the Gemara do that? I have no idea. That's above my pay grade. Gemara could do that. The Gemara says they died because of that. I don't know. I wouldn't say that. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. Shulchan Aruch says, you don't want to do it. Lo, you told me also. You don't want to do it. So do any heterim, someone's got to come up with a heter for me. I'm going to try to come up with three or four of them, and they're not going to be so great. No? What's the leniency? Anyone?
Isn't that putting too much of... I can't think of the right word. But isn't that putting too much emphasis on the mezuzah itself as like a protecting item, a healing item?
I hear you loud and clear. Shulchan Aruch says, Lo yitlena biyado. Don't take them. So heter number one is, I didn't read to you the next four words of the Rabbah. Okay? V'im makpid al ma'oseha. If you really care about your money, and you're a little bit strapped for cash, $700 is going to put you over. You bought a $1.7 million house, but now the $700 is going to push you over. You know, so if you're makbid al ma'oseha hasheni, you know, if you're makbid, then al ma'oseha hasheni tzarech l'shalem lo. Then the purchaser of your old house has to buy them from you. Now, that's a great conversation. Usually, the conversations I've had with my previous, purchasers and sellers, I mean, we're all good people, but still, they're not always the easiest conversations to have. You know, it's as I've said, I'll say it publicly on the record, my first house that I bought was from Ellie Bennett. There is no one better in the entire world to buy a house from than Ellie Bennett. I say that he is the most midakdek. He's got everything organized. He had exactly written on the, say it on tape, because it's a shevach to him, 100%. He had like written on like the sewer stuff, like exactly what month and day he had like gotten. He's so organized, him and his wife. So really a shevach. He's unbelievable. Yeah? And so, but the conversation's always with a purchaser and a seller, any of the times, it's always a little bit, not contentious, but it's a little bit tense always. It's hard to buy and sell a house, and so you're going to go over to the purchaser of your house and say, hey, guess what? Not only are you paying me $1.7 million or whatever the number is, right? I also need another $700 for the mezuzah. Go try that one. Not easy to do. So I'm always a good hunter, but it's hard. It's hard to carry out. Yeah.
So in your scenario, you're talking about all the Jews.
Let's make it easy.
But a renter doesn't know who the following renter is going to be.
Ooh, you hear this, yeah?
So, I mean, if it's a guy and it's going to be thrown away and whatever.
Okay.
I mean, you have no control over who.
You're definitely getting very, very close to one or two or three even answers, but very good. Yeah.
Yeah, so I had that. I rented when I left. Right, it was owned by a Jewish guy, but after I left, they... ripped down all the doors, ripped down...
So you're also... You're helping Mr. Herman nail that. Okay. So I'm going to start off... So I've entered number one. We just want to count that terem over here, yeah? Enter number one is to make the guy pay. Yeah? So if you're makbid bet, you could... I mean, leave the mezuzahs, but get the $700 from the new purchaser of your old house. In other words, the person you're selling it to should have to pay you. So that works. Enter number one. Not easy to carry out. No, you've done closings. No, not easy. Why do you have to start off with another $700? They're not going to. And then they say, "Oh yeah, well, what about the fact that there's a crack in the wall? So deduct the $700 for that." Not easy. Hector number one. Hector number two is I listed you a lot of great poskim, gaonim, who agreed with the first answer of Tosus. I told you they didn't make it into Shulchan Aruch. But let's not forget about them. Maybe there's some cases where you can rely upon them. And the case that the Pischei Tshuva says, case number two, enter, this is not a good heter nowadays, I'm just warning you, is nowadays where you have Amazon could deliver in the middle of the Himalayas, whatever it is, it's not a good heter. But if let's say you can't get mezuzahs in your new house, you're moving to your shliach of Boys, Idaho, whatever it is, yeah, and you can't get easily mezuzahs over there, although nowadays you can with the click of a button, you know, mezuzahs you can get probably anywhere. But the point is let's say you can't get mezuzahs, so then he says you could rely on the Gaonim who say that, like the first answer of Tosos, if you take down the mezuzahs from your old place and put them up in the new place, then it's fine, so you can rely upon that. That's stinky heter number two over here. Not a great heter. Heter number three is a little bit better. Heter number three is... Wrong page, sorry. Heter number three over here is that it really stems from a chumra in the Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef says that if the buyer will immediately move in and affix new mezuzahs to your old house, then the seller cannot take down his old mezuzahs. You with me? So in other words, Birkei Yosef thought of a heter and tells you not a good heter. In other words, if the purchaser of your old house, he's coming with 15 mezuzahs himself. Why? Because he took it down because he sold it to a guy, his old house. Yeah? Or he was never lived anywhere and he just got married and all they did was buy for wedding presents was 15 mezuzahs. So he's coming into your new house, he's got 15 mezuzahs. He says, don't worry, take it with you. I'm putting up in my place. Says the Birkei Yosef, loser, you got to keep your old mezuzahs there anyway because you don't want to take down mezuzahs simply because you're moving.
That's replacing.
Wait, but how is this heter? But first, how is this heter? So the reason is that this Birkei Yosef is very controversial. The Be'er Moshe, the Deborah Tzina Rebbe, disagreed with that. He said, that's not true. He says, there's a Shita Mikubetzis which he found which disagrees with this concept. And he says, no, if the new purchaser of your old house is going to put up mezuzahs anyway, then you're fine to take your old mezuzahs. That's heter number three. That's a pretty good heter. That's probably a common heter as well, because a lot of times people do come with their mezuzahs. But a lot of times, and I've had this sometimes, some of my houses, and I've had this asked the shayos about, is that the purchaser and seller are both good people. They want to know, what should they do with their mezuzahs? What's the ideal thing they should do? And the answer to that is, you really have to leave it, and he has to leave it, and so this heter would not necessarily work. Heter number four is that, now we're getting to better heter. Take down your mezuzahs, get them checked right before you move, and then you don't have to put them back up. You're moved. In other words, your closing is Tuesday. Take them down on Monday afternoon or whatever it is, yeah? And as you're packing, as you're all packed, have your closing on Tuesday, and just don't put it back up. It's not your house anymore. Now, this gets a little bit confusing when you have post-closing possession. Yeah, well, it gets a little bit confusing with post-closing possession because you want to still stay in your house. You really need a mezuzah, but it's not your house. Who's Makai? So it gets a little bit more complex when you have that. But in a simple case, you just take down the mezuzahs, and then, and I know someone very personal who has relied upon that heter a couple of times, yeah? And so we'll see. Heter number five combined with heter number four is, I think, the way to go. Heter number five, well, first of all, just to attack heter number four. The Chazanish and the Brisker Rav did not like this heter at all. Although Rabbi Yashav did like this heter, and so does the Sefer Kvias Mezuzas Kilchasi Paskins, then this would be fine. Heter number five is a great Rav Moshe Feinstein. Does that sound? I'm going to read it to you, his Lashon. If I can pull it. See here. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to read to you his Lashon in a four-line tshuva. Okay, he says like this. Downloading. There we go. 3, 2, 1. Perfect. He says, Yachol, he tells the questioner, Lismoch ala gon Rav Henkin. He says, which means Rav Moshe probably didn't love this heter, but Rav Henkin was. I've asked people who is the posek of America in the 1900s. Most people tell you Rav Moshe Feinstein. What people don't know is that really it was Rav Henkin was really the senior posek in America, and Rav Moshe kind of, I guess, took over, or was it something, is it bad with Rav Henkin? But Rav Moshe was extreme deference to Rav Henkin. Where Rav Henkin? Lower your side? Or was on your side? Yeah. So Rav Henkin, Rav Moshe is a perfect example, is a good tshuva, where Rav Moshe clearly, what in the beginning part of the tshuva, didn't really like the concept. But then he says, Yochol Lismoch Alagon Rav Henkin, that what? Sheshama Mimenu, I heard from him, or the questioner heard from him, to Amar Shaderech B'medina Zu. What's the derech in America? Okay, she'ein shum adam nichnas labayis. A person doesn't enter into a new house, elim gein sava osotchila balabayis, unless the new purchaser paints. It's the unwritten rule that people paint a house that they buy. He says, if so, ikashet sovin, when you paint, hamuchrachin lasser sam mezuzah, you have to remove the mezuzah shlo tiskalko. It's not going to get ruined. And therefore, since the new person, the purchaser of your old house, is going to paint, because that's the meaning of this medina, therefore, you can take down your mezuzah to protect it. And once you took it down, who says you have to put it back up? Says Rav Moshe, one more line, for Ashoy Bimeva Litwam, you can take it, he says. And therefore, he says, Yeshvahatir, Shiyitwam Gam Takeif, immediately Afsha Adayin Yavar Ezi Yom Anshiyitz. But he says, even if it's going to be a few days till the new guy actually paints, you know, Rav Moshe says, you would be allowed to take the mezuzah. So the upshot is, I've relied on this center for myself, for other people as well, that really this actually comes out pretty lenient at the end of the day, is that if you are selling your house and you want to take your mezuzahs with you, the best thing to do is take them down a day before closing, get them checked. That's a good time to check them. Hold them off, and you can rely. You're relying on the fact that the new purchaser is going to paint, especially if you know of a new purchaser who's going to put up his old mezuzahs. Is a frum guy, so you can rely on really one of the earlier hetters as well. So you're really taking three out of the five heterim, relying upon that, and then shalom al Yisrael, you are fine. There are many people, just to be clear, who are machmir and say you should not take your mezuzahs. Usually, when it's happened the two times I've bought and sold houses, sold house once and bought twice, is that it's become a discussion. It's always a discussion. And if I've sold and bought from people, it always is a little bit of an issue. I mean, you just got to work it out. Like, are you taking your mezuzahs? Are you leaving your mezuzahs? So it's often a sticky issue. The best etzah is it's worth the $700 not to fight.
They ask them if they're going to pay.